Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, if you have friends or your parents, grandparents, neighbors that are worried about a speech, a child's speech, or they think there's a delay and they may be hesitant to bring it up, you know, because some parents get offended pretty easily if you raise something and there's a three-year-old and they're not really talking. But raising these kinds of issues is a very important part of helping each other with your child and to determine whether or not your child has an actual speech delay or whether they're just a child who is slower to speak. Here to talk with us today is Dr. Naveen Mehrotra. He's a pediatrician and a spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics. So, Dr. Mehrotra, welcome to the show. So, some kids, I mean, are there certain timelines? My daughter didn't start speaking, and I got early intervention, and now, of course, can't shut her up. So are there some kids that just start slower than others, or are there certain milestones we need to be on the lookout for?
Of course. Thank you, Melanie, for having me on the Radio MD program. And it's an issue that has always been there, and I think a lot of people have shied away from it, and I'm so glad that it's being addressed today. Everybody has this whole concept, oh, my child will talk, my child will talk, oh, we spoke like this, or, you know, their uncle spoke late, and now it's okay. But really, you need to be aware of the various milestones that the child has to achieve. And if the child is not achieving that, that's when you have to intervene. So speech delay doesn't mean it's the end of the world. And now with a lot of the limelight that's coming on to autism and the association with speech delay and autism, people are starting to look into it a lot more critically and recognizing the fact that, hey, if your child is not speaking right or is delayed, there may be a real issue. So I'm glad that we're actually addressing this today.
So what are we looking for and what ages are we supposed to be starting to? I mean, when they're little babies and we want to hear them babble and talk, and you talk to your children even when they're tiny little things to get them to hear vocal sounds, when should we be starting to hear some of those sounds?
So at every step of the way, there are certain milestones that we'll be looking at. So at 2 to 3 months, we might be looking at how's the child cooing in response to you. At 3 to 4 months, is the child babbling randomly? At 5 to 6 months, are they actually babbling in a pattern? Are they starting to say one or two words by 12 months? Are they starting to say, you know, 10 to 15 words by 18 months? Are they starting to say two-word sentences by the time they're 2 years of age? So every age has a certain milestone that the child should achieve. And if the child is not achieving that, that's a red flag for the parent to say, I think there might be an issue here. Let me go ahead and address this. And that's where, if there is in fact an issue, then early intervention is key to getting that child on target.
Are there some do's and don'ts you'd like to speak about, Dr. Mehrotra? Because, of course, you know, some people say, come on, you know, you can speak, you can just, and they push or they try, or well-meaning neighbors or relatives try and take up the mantle. Are there some do's and don'ts you want to go through?
Of course. So if the child is not meeting those language or the speech milestones, then the first thing you have to understand or you have to look at is the child hearing properly? If the child is not receiving the signal to be able to understand or process sound, then the child may not learn how to talk. So that's the first thing that needs to be addressed. Secondly, you need to look at how's the child communicating with you? Is it just a speech delay, or is there certain other things that are attached to that diagnosis of speech delay? So if the child is not communicating with you with facial and social expressions or emotions, then there might be something else that's larger that's going on. So speech can be divided into expressive and receptive. So if the child is receiving and understanding everything okay, then it is just an expressive issue. And that expressive intervention can just be a matter of time and the child will pick up. And as you said, once your daughter started talking, there was no turning back. And that's what we're trying to identify. Is there a larger issue or is there something that will come with time? But both of them really need to be addressed.
So then what kinds of interventions are available? If you go to your pediatrician and you say, you know, this child isn't meeting some of these milestones, or your pediatrician is in their well visit is asking about these milestones. And so then what are some of the early interventions? What can be done?
So at that point, if we know that it's an isolated speech delay and we've identified that the hearing is okay, then we have to start speech therapy. Speech therapy is basically teaching you the skills and how to get the child to talk. You know, a lot of parents will shy away and say, oh my God, my child is not delayed. Oh my God, there's nothing wrong with my child. I shouldn't go for speech therapy. But what you have to understand, what I tell parents is speech therapy is really just a class, you know, a half an hour a week or half an hour twice a week or three times a week, depending on what the child needs, and teaching you the skills. So you'll have an expert teaching those skills to the child and the family. And then the family has to pick it up all the other times when the therapist is not there. So the parents will be given the skills to go ahead and reiterate all those other 5 or 6, 7 days that the child is not with the therapist. And then the parent has to really push and go through all of the exercises with the child and hope that the child will catch up very soon. We know that children who are delayed don't interact well with the other kids. Their self-esteem may be hindered. Their other parts of development may not be up to par, and the child may have social-emotional issues going forward. So we need to get the child to be on target with the other kids, especially when they get to kindergarten or to preschool. So we need to intervene early and you know, start working with them as quickly as possible.
So, Dr. M, some parents yeah. might think, I don't need to bother with this. I don't need to call the doctor early intervention. The kid will talk eventually. What do you say to those parents?
That's the issue. And I think that is where everybody, you know, puts it off as, oh, his uncle spoke late and it's okay. Or, you know, his dad spoke late. It's okay. But that is not the case. We have to identify and make sure it's an isolated speech delay. There's nothing else that's attached to the speech delay. And secondly, we have to make sure that just because their uncle spoke late at 4 years or 5 years of age, that maybe a few generations ago, now we have to address that and get the kid up to speed and get them so that they can function normally with the other kids in when they get to daycare or when they get to preschool. So I would not just go ahead and write it off and say, okay, yeah, just because somebody else spoke late, don't address it. Me, as a pediatrician, I have to go ahead and impress that upon to the parents and tell them that you have to take this seriously. And a lot of parents, as I said earlier, also don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear that there's something wrong with their child.
Well, it's true. I know that they definitely don't. Who is the person that would come and do early intervention? Are we looking at speech therapists and occupational? And sometimes, doctor, do some of these kinds of things go together, like maybe a speech delay and also intense shyness? Or are there other sort of comorbidities, we call them?
Of course. So as I said, speech is divided into expressive and receptive. And then there's also a distinction between speech and language. So language communication skills. So is it that the child is able to communicate but just doesn't have the proper speech? So they're babbling, but they know exactly what they want to say. So we have to differentiate is what type of delay is in this child and address it accordingly. So if it's a language communication issue, then that will be addressed differently. And if it's an speech delay, then it's addressed differently. So a speech therapist is the one that would address just the speech issue. If there are other maybe fine motor deficiencies or some other types of deficiencies, that may need to be addressed with occupational therapy. But then we're looking at a little bit larger issue here than just isolated speech. So at that point, the early intervention group is what's going to address, evaluate, and bring all of the different modalities together that's needed to get the child up to normal speed as quickly as possible.
Is there any link between speech delays in young children and handheld screen time, using phones early on, you know, playing games on their phone and such?
Well, there is a lot of research coming around that states that because of all of this smart media time that these kids are getting, they're not learning how to communicate properly. But there's not a whole lot of evidence to say that just because you're on smart media that there is an association with speech delay. That's yet to be discovered. Speech delay can be genetic. It can be something that runs in the family, or as I said, it could be associated with a larger syndrome, which we have to isolate out and make sure that speech delay is not the first presenting feature of autism in this child, or is it there is something anatomically that's wrong. Maybe about a generation ago, we used to say the kids that are tongue-tied can have issues with speech. It may or may not be the case. So especially when the kid is having issues with certain alphabets or certain sounds and they have a tongue tie, in the olden days, we used to just go ahead and clip all of them, surgically repair them. But nowadays, it's if the child has an issue with certain sounds and it's really hindering how they speak, then we'll go ahead and clip them. So that is where a good speech therapist will help us to understand what's going on and help us to move forward on the proper treatment.
So then wrap it up for us, Dr. Morocha, with your best advice for parents that are taking the wait-and-see approach or have been told by relatives or such, you know, your child should be talking by now. What do you want them to be asking their pediatrician and looking for as far as red flags and or milestones?
So it's critical for every single parent to know milestones, developmental milestones. And if the child is not meeting those milestones, they need to be addressed with their pediatrician. I'm hoping that all pediatricians should be doing a developmental assessment on every single child that walks in through their office, and they should be the ones telling their parents, hey, I think this child is not on target. But either way, both ways, as soon as the child is identified to have any delay, speech or otherwise, the parents have to take the bull by the horn and move forward, because you're the one who's going to be the best advocate for the child, and you're the one who's going to get the child to be as normal, up to speed, as quickly as possible. So don't shy away if there is something that's identified as being an issue with your child, but rather say, okay, well, I think if there's a delay here that the pediatrician is identifying, let me go ahead and not say that it's going to be okay, but let me at least get another expert opinion with another therapist, and if there is a delay that's identified, let me go ahead and get the proper treatment and move forward. So don't be shy about identifying an issue. Work with the child and push the child to get them up to speed as quickly as possible.
That's great advice. And as a parent who did all of those things that you just discussed and went through the early intervention process and saw, you know, it was wonderful for my daughter. She absolutely couldn't wait for the speech therapist to come because it made her feel like she had a voice and she could use her words and she could make herself understood. Because parents listening, it's very frustrating for your child, and you'll notice it in the form of maybe even tantrums and such when a child feels like they cannot get their point across. So,
right.
As Dr. Morocha,
and that's where the social emotional aspect may come in. So, you have to get the child to feel as normal as possible, so they can express themselves and not get frustrated and not start to throw those tantrums.
It's true, and I saw the difference between, especially after those sessions, I saw her change from that and feel more at ease and like she could make herself understood. So, parents, listen to what Dr. Morocha has said. You can get more information on healthychildren.org. That's the consumer site of the American Academy of Pediatrics. And all of our experts here on Healthy Children are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics. So if you want to get involved in these conversations, go to iTunes and rate and review and get involved in it, because that's the way that like-minded people and parents, we are getting this advice from the AAP experts. So there is no better place. It's the gold standard, guys. So get in on it. Get in on the conversation. Thanks so much for listening. This is Melanie Cole for Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Stay well.